Well, it's happened as promised. The auto strike gets larger. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 29th day of September. Thanks so much for being with us again today. In other news, what families fear about the looming government shutdown. A former IRS contractor has been charged with leaking tax documents of the rich and famous. United Airlines pilots have ratified a new contract. We'll share what we know. Over 800,000 student loans have been forgiven. How and why? We'll share that story as well. We've got the Wall Street Report, and guess what? Toys R Us making a comeback. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Also, you want to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, he said it would happen, and today the UAW lengthened its strike when another 7,000 workers walked off the job to join picket lines at two plants, one in Illinois and the other in Michigan. Union President Sean Fain told workers in a video appearance that the strikes were escalated because Ford and GM refused to make meaningful progress in ongoing contract talks. Jeep maker Stellantis was spared from the third round of strikes. The GM plant in Delta Township near Lansing, Michigan, makes large crossover SUVs like the Chevrolet Traverse and the Buick Enclave. The Chicago Ford plant makes the Ford Explorer and Explorer Police Interceptors, as well as the Lincoln Aviator SUV. The looming government shutdown is on the minds of many as the U.S. barrels towards the Saturday deadline. The Associated Press is reporting that the government shutdown will strip funding from Head Start programs for disadvantaged children. Some Head Start sites have some saved money, but only enough to last a couple of weeks. The programs set to lose money serve just a fraction of the 820,000 children enrolled nationally at any given time. Located in Florida, Alabama, Connecticut, Georgia, Massachusetts, and South Carolina, they are in trouble because their grants start on Sunday, just as the shutdown would begin. Meanwhile, the Senate pushes forward with bipartisan approaches aimed at keeping the government open. The Republican-controlled House has made little progress, most recently with Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan collapsing on Friday. If spending measures are not passed by Saturday night at midnight, millions of federal employees will be furloughed and many others will be forced to work without pay until the shutdown ends. A handful of federal safety services that people rely on every day are also in jeopardy, from dwindling funds for critical food assistance programs to potential delays in customer service for recipients of already low-staffed Medicare and Social Security offices. The ripple effects could come down to how long the shutdown lasts and varying contingency plans in place at impacted agencies. Because millions of Americans rely on some sort of government assistance, when the shutdown happens, it will bring significant financial uncertainty and economic implications down the road. Regardless of what happens in Washington this weekend, Social Security and Supplemental Security Income recipients will continue to receive payments, but response time for people with issues could be delayed due to those furloughs. Come on, D.C., get it together. All this had an impact on Wall Street, where the major indexes did close mixed. Those numbers coming at you in just a bit. A former IRS contractor has been charged with stealing tax information about some rich and famous people and then sharing that information with news sources. The AP is reporting that Charles Edward Littlejohn, he is 38, of Washington, D.C., is accused of stealing the tax return information and giving it to two different news outlets between 2018 and 2020. Both news outlets, which are not named in charging documents, published numerous articles describing the tax information, with some of the information dating back more than 15 years. Pilots for United Airlines have ratified a new contract, and according to news reports from the AP, it could be worth up to $10 billion. The Airline Pilots Association said that 82% of pilots who took part in the voting favored the agreement. United joins Delta Airlines and American Airlines in nailing down new pilot contracts. Pilots at Southwest Airlines, who are represented by a separate union, are still in negotiations, as are flight attendants at several airlines. The pilots union said the United contract includes industry-leading increases and improvements in work rules, sick leave, vacation time, and retirement benefits. United, by the way, has about 16,000 pilots. Well, October is the month that individuals with student loans must begin paying back their debt. However, over 800,000 people have seen their student debt loan forgiven. Who are they? Well, they are 804,000 borrowers who will have a total of $39 billion forgiven under a one-time adjustment granted by the Biden administration. All this is for people in income-driven repayment plans who have been paying back loans for 20 or 25 years, but who never received credit for late or partial payments. It also credits borrowers for periods before the pandemic when they were allowed to pause or reduce payments due to financial hardships. To correct mistakes by loan servicers, the Department of Education is retroactively adjusting accounts, resulting in forgiveness. The department says 95% of those who qualify have now been informed of the cancellation. A good day for them, right? Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the Dow falling by 158 points to close at 33,507, while the NASDAQ eked out a gain of 18 points to finish Friday at 13,219, and the S&P 500 fell by 11 points to close at 4,288. So what drove the markets on Friday? Investors digested implications of a U.S. inflation report for the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy and adjusted their portfolios on the last day of a weak third quarter for stocks. Data showed the Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, price index, that's excluding the volatile food and energy components, increased 3.9% on an annual basis for August. That is the first time in over 2 years it's fallen below 4%. The Fed tracks the PCE price indexes for its 2% inflation target. Stocks had pushed higher initially after the PCE report, but then did fade later in the trade. For the quarter, the S&P 500 fell about 3.6%, the Dow lost 2.6%, and the NASDAQ shed 4.1%. In September, the S&P 500 dropped by 4.9%, the Dow fell by 3.5%, and the NASDAQ declined by 5.8%. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the comeback of Toys R Us just ahead of the holiday season. Jeffrey the Giraffe is truly making a comeback. Toys R Us plans to open up 24 new flagship stores across the U.S. in what it calls air, land, and sea expansion. WHP Global, that's Toys R Us' parent company, will also open stores in airports and on cruise ships starting this holiday season. It's the latest attempt by Toys R Us to rebound after it filed for bankruptcy and closed all of its stores back in 2018. The first airport store is due to open in November in Terminal A at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Gosh, Jeffrey is back. See what you learn here? And that's a wrap for today. A reminder that Insight on Business, the NewsHour Week in Review, will air on Sunday at 12 o'clock noon Central Time, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. For all of us that put this together each day, thanks for listening. And remember, be good to your fellow man. Good day.